It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
From the Blabat Blue Studio, it's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com for the ultimate tailgating experience in Happy Valley. And there is still time for you to get the buy one, get one for the first two games of the season. Buy one RV, get a second one for the same game for free. Either double the family, double the friends, but definitely double the fun. How's that?
Look at you.
How about it? Huh? Contact Mark today for more details. It runs through the end of June. You could call Mark at 800-519-8467. GoPSURV.com.
A fun place to go. And if you happen to be in the blue band and your parents are coming to every home game and they don't have hotels yet, they should go, Steven, to GoPSURV.com.
Lots of fun. Lots of eating and drinking going on there. So it's tailgate heaven. Get there Friday, tailgate nonstop through Sunday. Doesn't that sound like a winner? I am Jim Galante sitting in for Andrew P. Shea today. I'm with Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker. And today for Tucker's Tape, Ross, we are going to talk about the RPO. I am a layperson. I've never played football. We talk about the RPO all the time.
Do you regret that?
That I didn't play football?
Yeah. You went to Berwick, right?
Yes, I did.
Like, do you regret it or not really?
I do, and I knew Coach Curry really well. I knew him since I was 13 years old. Great guy, by the way, really was. And he always, Jimmy, you'd be a great scat back here. Really, really, you know, so he did all of that.
Bob, did you play?
I played in junior high. I did not play in senior high.
Got it. Do you regret that? Well, were you at Freedom?
Yeah, Bethlehem Freedom. It was not a great program when I was there. It's only now getting better, and it's been around for 50 years. Like the greatest athlete ever to come out of Freedom is The Rock, and he transferred there, I think, for his last 2 years. He didn't grow up in Bethlehem.
Yeah. Do you know where he grew up?
Wrestling family. I think his parents are Samoan, and he just kind of they moved around a little bit, but they settled in the Lehigh Valley. I know this is the Penn State podcast, but yeah. So yeah, but I just looked at him. I was like, who is this guy? I mean,
was he your year?
So I was about 24 and he would have been seven or I was working for the Easton Express at the time. And, he's about 6 or 7 years younger than me. I think The Rock is in his mid to late 40s now.
How old are you?
I'm 55.
Wow, I never would have guessed that.
I am. But no, anyway, so not much of a tradition, but I mean, I don't know that I really regret it that much. I don't think I would have played. I would have played a lot.
The only reason why I ask, you bring it up, you said RPO, I didn't play the game. And I'm always curious when I talk to people that love it as much as you do, at whether they ever think, you know, I wish I would have just given it a try.
Well, I played basketball, and I just loved everything about being involved in team sports. I don't think I would have excelled at individual sports, but as a team sport, winning together, losing together, sweating, bleeding, crying together, I love it. And I think football is the ultimate of that. It's the ultimate team sport. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir.
Yeah,
here,
no, I get it. I was thinking about it with you. I really didn't know if you'd played or not. But trying to avoid the RPO topic as long as I can.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding. Here's
so far, so good.
As a layperson watching it on TV and listening to the announcers, RPO, run-pass option, quarterback essentially reads one defender and decides what to do.
That's a great way to describe it. That would be the Cliff Notes version of it. And the point I would make is I see sometimes broadcasters call things RPOs that aren't. You know, there are still play action passes where it's called in the huddle, we're faking this run and throwing the ball. Or vice versa, where they'll call a run and then, you know, the quarterback's still carrying out a fake afterwards. Just because they do that doesn't mean it's an RPO and that there was really an option on the play. When it's really an option on the play, you really can do both. And the first thing everybody needs to know is a run pass option. The offensive line is blocking run.
You just checked off one of my questions.
Yeah, the offensive line is blocking run. So that your first indication of whether it's a play action pass or an RPO is the offensive line is blocking run. They have to. So they're blocking run, which, by the way, you know, I remember watching Gruden one time on his like Gruden video thing.
I love him.
And he called it the ridiculous protection offense because you're not blocking the backside at the end sometimes. But let's say like you want to throw the slant. Well, if that guy jumps the slant, you don't have anywhere else to throw the ball, and you did not block the Etor Gross Matos. You know what I mean? Like, so Gruden's like, I call RPOs, man, the ridiculous protection offense, man. These things, I tell you what, man. So, was that decent or
that's
terrible?
That's pretty good.
Passable? All right. I tell you what, man. So, so basically, most of the time, you are reading the outside linebacker away from the run would be the best way to describe it. So, most of the time, you are running a zone scheme one way or the other, and you have in a built-in slant behind it. So what that means is you're putting the outside linebacker where the slot receiver is a lot of times. You're putting him in a bind. If he sits on the slant, okay, he's necessarily going to be late to get to his gap on the run. If he's quick to get to his gap on the run, the slant should be open right behind him. So that's what people are really trying to do, is put that one guy in a bind. And really, a lot of times, he can't be right. So what they have to do is they have to figure out ways to, like, defenses have gotten a lot better at it. Doesn't mean they fixed it, but they've gotten better at it in saying, all right, like, if they run an RPO, okay, we're going to have the linebacker sit on the slant. That means we don't need the safety to be there for that. He needs to fill that backside B gap ASAP. So they've done a better job of saying, like, if they run this, we're telling them what the read is right away, so we know what they're going to do. In other words, like, you have the linebacker, he sits on the slant, you know it's a run. Like, as soon as that play starts, you're not worried about the slant because you know the linebacker's sitting there for it. So everybody, the safety can come screaming up because he knows it's a run. It's inside zone away from the slot, away from the slant.
Well, when we and I don't know, is RPO a little bit of a misnomer? Is it sometimes a run-run option? Oftentimes we see that in the play running where McSorley puts it on Miles Sanders' gut and it's either give to him
right,
or he runs depending on what the defensive end does.
So just one distinction to be made, I think. So RPO, what Ross is saying, it's not a pre-snap decision. It's a post-snap decision. Right.
Right, correct,
and that's a, I think it's an important distinction. You're not making the call. If you're the quarterback, you're not deciding until the ball is snapped.
Well, and then I found the quote from Joe Moorhead, who said 85 to 90% of the runs we called at Penn State had a second phase. Rarely did we just call a run and hand it off, and that's part of he didn't say a pass as a second option. He just called it a second phase. That's why I wondered, Ross, on these plays that we see where it's either, you know, McSorley puts it in the running back's belly and then reads the defensive end, whether he keeps it or hands it off. Is that a run-run option, or is there still a pass on the back end of it all the time?
Okay, so when McSorley or whoever puts the ball in the belly of the running back and then pulls it and runs around the outside, or even sometimes runs up the middle, that is a zone read or a read option. It's basically the same thing. You're reading one defensive lineman. So some people call it zone read because the running back's running zone. Some people call it the read option because you're reading one person and you're optioning off of them. Teams have gotten better. It used to always be the backside DN that they were reading. Now they'll read D tackle. They'll read nose tackles. They won't block a nose tackle and they'll read that guy. Like I do a lot of Army football games. So if they don't block the nose tackle, he takes the fullback. The quarterback's running it right off of his butt, right where he should be. So that's not really a RPO. That's a zone read or a read option. Same concept, though. Same concept, which is you're looking at one guy, and that guy really can't be right. And you're going to – everyone's on the same page what you're going to do based on that. Now, there are some, to your question, Jim, there are some where quarterback puts it in the belly of the running back, pulls it out, starts to run – and then there's even another option built into it, a pass. So it's like an RRPO where the quarterback pulls it. He starts to run like he's going to go. Well, then at that point, the corner on that side or the safety on that side, they really have to come fill and run support. And then you'll see him throw the ball outside to the receiver if the corner comes in to make the tackle.
I saw one analogy. I know I mentioned playing basketball earlier, and I know you played basketball, Ross, is – it's almost comparable to a 3-on-2 fast break in basketball. The defender has to make a decision. Do I cover the point guard who has the ball, or do I go cover the guy on the wing? And the point guard makes his decision based on which one
right.
the defender gets to.
And you know what the best thing to do there is? The best thing to do there is to commit early to one, if you're the defender, and then defend the other. So, like, take a step to the point guy and go right to the wing because that's who he's giving it to. Or take a step to the wing and then come back in and try to get in front of the point because they're reading you. So, you give them the read early.
You give them a
wrong
read.
And then you react to it. Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, I actually wish when I was playing, I wish I would have done that more often. I wish I would have overset a D tackle. So rather than setting on his inside number, I wish I would have gotten down the middle on him because they would read that as an overset and they'd go inside. So really what I should have done is just set in the middle or overset, knowing he's coming inside and then be ready to just push back off that foot, boom, because he's coming inside because he doesn't really have a choice at that point.
So you know what he's reading.
So you blew it. You're saying you blew it.
You give him a false read.
Probably would have been like a 15-year Pro Bowler. Instead, I just sat there and let the guy and had to react to him. I should have made him react to me.
You would have never been on our show then.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, that's it for quarter number two. Stay tuned. Q3, it's Ask Ross.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.